It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and yes, let's have a conversation. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And we have a very important podcast that we did with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson with the Hoover Institute at Stanford. That's on my website now. And we had a conversation about Trumpism, as well as cancel culture and censorship, and a very important conversation. Be sure and check that out. And then Alan Thomas, a millennial and author, did a very important op-ed regarding some free market solutions to student loan debt. And again, both of those are at my website. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice alive and exercising our right of freedom of speech. We have seen this cancel culture out there, and it's important that we kick the tires on these ideas and get our brains around these ideas so that we can talk with our friends and our family and our colleagues about the things that are happening out there. And so many of you ask, what can I do? And on a regular basis, we're going to have some to-do items, and we've got two of those today. And the first one is Reggie Carr. You know him. He's the founder of I'm a Trumpster and I'm a Super PAC. And Reggie and his business partner are dedicated to bringing the conservative message of economic and political freedom to our ethnic communities by directly engaging through their big bus or just conversations at the post office, at restaurants. And bringing the conservative message to individuals, but also by creating music videos for our youth. And those transcend all of the descriptors, race and gender and all of that. And Reggie has come to realize that the Democrat message of division, destruction, and dependency doesn't work, but the conservative message of economic and political freedom is what really empowers people to thrive and prosper. We want to get him to a meeting with Donald Trump. And I would ask each and every one of you, we're going to do this throughout the week, we started last week, to send a letter to Donald Trump, care of Mar-a-Lago Club, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480, and encourage him to have a meeting with Reggie Carr so that they can come to work together to push for this American idea and our conservative message. Email me once you do that, and we're going to put your name in a drawing, and the person whose name is drawn will get to co-host one of the shows with me, and really look forward to that. There's a couple of, first of all, let's go ahead and, as you know, we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. So there's a couple of issues out there that I will bring forward here in just a moment. But Harry Truman, our 33rd president, had this quote, which I thought was very, very important. He said, "Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear." And that is why we need to make sure that we have freedom of speech. And another thing that Dr. Hanson said in our podcast was freedom of reach. And that is where we have seen both big tech and big media shutting down voices, and that is antithetical to the American idea. So we need to ensure freedom of speech and freedom of reach. A couple of things here that I first of all wanted to bring to you, and that is our bill of the day. And the bill of the day is Senate Bill 21-182 regarding school discipline. And it has a Democrat senator sponsoring it and a Democrat representative sponsoring it. And the bill is concerning school discipline and, in connection therewith, addressing disproportionate disciplinary practices and chronic absenteeism and supporting students at risk of dropping out of school. And I'd recommend that you go read each and every one of these bills. I used to think it was above my pay grade to do so. It is not. It is important to understand this. And what we have seen across the across communities here in America, we've had activist DAs that have been promoted and funded by George Soros, which is actually no longer protecting victims, but releasing criminals into our communities. What this does in our schools, and this is from the bill summary, it says the bill requires each school district and institute charter school to disaggregate reports of conduct and discipline violations by, get this, my friends, race, ethnicity, gender, status as a student with a disability, socioeconomic status, to the maximum extent possible in compliance with the Federal Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act of 1974. The bill also requires each school district and institute charter school to report the specific action taken in response to each discipline violation. My friends, this is actually, it prohibits law enforcement officers from arresting students or issuing summons, ticket, or notice requiring the appearance of a student in court or at a police station for certain offenses and conduct. And so this really ties the hands of school resource officers. It really ties the hands of our local school principals and teachers to discipline kids that are getting out of line. And we have seen what has happened over the years in our schools where we can no longer discipline students. This actually now is going to push this to all of those descriptors, which I am now calling this. This is your race and your gender industrial complexes. It's going to make our schools more dangerous for our students and for our teachers. And it's not going to hold those that are misbehaving as much accountable. And I am very, very concerned about this. So be sure and read about this, know what's going on, and we need to work to make our schools safe where every student can hopefully succeed and have the tools to become adults where they can succeed and that there were responsible adults. Our other action item on this is, and that is here in Douglas County, there is going to be a school board vote tonight, and it's misnamed an equity policy. And it calls for condemning the myth of meritocracy. But actually, America was founded on people working hard. Meritocracy to me means working hard, learning so that you can do a job well, do a job better. But they want to teach our kids that merit, striving to excel and work hard, is racism and bigotry. And do you think our future employers will agree? My friend Joy Overbeck sent this over to me. And she's has a link where we can go in and you can, first of all, you can read about what this particular policy would do in our schools. And then also, my friends, you need to reach out to the Douglas County School Board and encourage them not to institute this curriculum. We need to get past, again, I'm calling it the racism and the gender, the transgender industrial complex, to protect our kids. We want each and every kid to thrive and prosper no matter what their descriptors are. But something like this, what it's going to do is to try to knock down some students and raise up others by knocking students down. And Abraham Lincoln said that we cannot hold the weaker up by bringing down the strong. We want to make the weaker strong, or those that may be maybe not on the rung of meritocracy. We need to help them become stronger, help them to work harder, help them to become more successful, but not by tearing other people down, and certainly by not putting people into different groups and trying to tear different groups down. Because what happens then if you're in a group and those that are making the decisions on who can succeed and who can't succeed, what if you're in that group? They're going to decide within that group who can succeed and who cannot succeed as well. We had done so much in our country on race relations to get us to more of a melting pot. And then it seems like it's been really since about 2008 that we have seen more division, more destruction to these different issues here in our country. And now we're seeing that they're trying to institutionalize that in our schools right here in Douglas County. And so, my friends, you need to go online and make your comments known. And that that actually, let me get to that exact information for you. I think I've got that. But we'll get that in. What we'll have that? We'll have that in the recap when we post that. But go to Douglas County School District and make your voices known about that, because we have got to stop this. By what it's doing is shutting down hope and success for one group of people because of whatever descriptor, and trying to empower another one by taking away. That's not the American idea. We need to most definitely change that. And so, again, go to Douglas County School District and make your voices heard on that. That meeting is going to be held tonight. So that is another one of your to-do things today. So two things is send a note to Donald Trump, and that information will be in our recap and our outline regarding requesting a meeting between him and Reggie Carr. And then also go to the Douglas County School District website and make your voices heard on that as well, regarding we do not want to institute these curriculums of quote-unquote equity. We want to each and every kid to be treated with equality, and there is a big difference between equity and equality. Before we go to break, though, another one of my great partners is Jen Hewlin with Water's Edge Winery. And they have all kinds of March specials there. They actually have been noting all month long the one-year anniversary of 2 weeks to flatten the curve on this COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus. But Chef D has been very busy. He's got a number of different specials. He's got a Reuben dip, which is most delicious, and then a strawberry habanero salad, a lobster bisque, and blackened Pacific whiting. And so be sure and check out wewdenver.com. That's wedenver.com. And we will be right back with Andy Berger.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and our most recent podcast. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there and keeping freedom of speech alive here in America. So thank you to each and every one of you for that as well. And on the line with me is Andy Berger. She is the founder of Beulah's Place. And she has started a new organization called Voices Against Trafficking. She's been a frequent guest on the Kim Munson Show. Andy Berger, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Kim. Appreciate being on. Always a pleasure.
And you have founded a new organization, really important, with what we see is happening down at the border, also just in our communities, Voices Against Trafficking. Tell us about that, Andy.
Absolutely. In the beginning with Beulah's Place, my original organization, this grew out of it because we wanted to have a larger voice and more expansive. And so we are Voices Against Trafficking was started in January 2020. And what we've done, Kim, is basically taken the strength of many voices to speak as one to help turn the tide against predators, you know, and help more victims. So we bring together national and international partners that are dedicated to getting the business of profiting in human lives, you know, quashed. And we can be individuals, corporations, survivors, nonprofits, media, such as yourself, and other human rights advocates that come together instead of just being individual units. So we have more power that way, more leverage.
Well, and Andy, I am so honored. You've asked me to be become one of your charter media members, and it is truly my honor to do so. Thank you for thinking of me.
Absolutely. We were so excited that you would accept the invitation. You are one of the pioneers and forefront media people out there who's not afraid to talk about the topic, because there's a lot to talk about, Kim. When you think about every 40 seconds, a child is abducted in this country, and that is without the border issue right now. So that's a lot of innocents that are being harmed.
And Andy, I have come to realize that it's not just in certain communities. Trafficking transcends race, it transcends socioeconomic standing. It's across the spectrum, which when I learned that, I was astounded.
Yes, most people are. It's completely nonpartisan. We are talking about a truly human rights issue. Like you said, you could be the suburbs, you could be rural, you could be anywhere in this country, in the U.S., or globally. And it is there whether we recognize it or not. And a lot of people don't recognize it because most of the predators look like you or me or somebody they know that they would trust. And that's how they get their product, so to speak, by gaining trust of people or being in a community and looking like the best citizen ever, right? And then yet behind closed doors or garages or wherever, they're operating on a completely different and depraved level.
So what will Voices Against Trafficking do exactly when I'm thinking about that child, that young girl, that young boy that's being trafficked? What is Voices Against Trafficking going to do to actually prevent that and help these kids?
One of the things that we're doing is to create greater awareness. See, individually, my organization, someone else's organization, we could all be doing frontline work in our respective communities, but together and collectively, we can take all of those voices, all of that effort, and we can have a greater presence. And eventually, when we have, we're looking to get 1 million names on our roster as Voices Against Trafficking, because then we can go to any legislator and say, look, we have 1 million voices. We want you to vote this way, or we want legislation about that way. And in doing so, if all we did, Kim, was actually enforce the existing laws when predators are caught, the 20-year minimum or life, that would help a lot right now save some victims. But in the absence of that, of all of us working together as a national community for these victims, to save victims, we have to teach people, what do I look for? How do you know? What can I do when I'm a single parent, or I've got so much going on, or how can I possibly help? Well, you can help by joining us with our voices, and we'll do the work, but we just need you to be part of that kind of thing.
Well, and you have an important event coming up tomorrow, correct?
We do. Absolutely. We want everyone. We hope every one of your listeners can hop on. It is going to be an international forum. It will be live on Facebook.com/Voices Against Trafficking, or listeners can just go to VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com and click on the direct link to join the live stream, which starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 12 noon your mountain time, I believe. And it will be a 90-minute forum. We have 9 to 10 speakers, congressmen, and we have Reggie Littlejohn. We have some other people that will be amazing from all different aspects, not just of the trafficking, but what we can do socially and messaging. If anyone out there listening has a teenager, you want to be on this forum, because Enough is Enough has been fighting the internet and all kinds of social media issues, but they're going to be talking about how the messaging is affecting teens and preparing them to be trafficked.
Well, and I think that some of these school curriculums are setting our kids up for trafficking as well. And that is something that is also heavy on my heart. But I'm looking at your website right now. It's voicesagainsttrafficking.com. And you can actually click on the Watch It Live on Facebook, and that will bring people into the event. And as you mentioned, that will be at noon Mountain Time. And then people can also sign up then to become a member of Voices Against Trafficking on your website as well, correct?
Absolutely free, unless they want to help us, you know, cover expenses, $25 lifetime for a, you know, a family membership. That you can just send your name and say, hey, add my voice, and we will do that. We'll just keep a tally, and we're going to reach those numbers. But yes, voicesagainsttrafficking.com, click on that link a couple minutes before it starts at 12 noon Mountain Time, and then they can watch. And then hopefully, we also have it on YouTube Live, and we will have it recorded at some point.
Andy, I think it was a quote that I saw that in one of the pieces that you'd done, but I think it was Nelson Mandela, and he said that a real definition or the character of a society is how we treat our children, and this is so important right now. It's hard for me to believe that children are trafficked, but I know that they really are, but it's hard for me to believe. We've got to stand for these kids, and I so appreciate what you're doing with Voices Against Trafficking.
Well, thank you, and thank you for stepping up and being part of our Charter Media membership, because it takes all of us, but those of us with particular talents like broadcasting, or, you know, if you have a circle of influence, someone listening in your own circle of influence, you can be a positive factor. We can do this together as a national community, and we're just taking the lead.
And I love that. And Andy, you were trafficked as a child. And I think that's the other important component. First of all, we want to prevent it. But people, individuals can also survive that. And I think that's an important story that people know as well. We've got a couple of minutes. Could you comment on that, please?
Absolutely. From 6 months to 17 years old, back in the 60s, early 70s, where we didn't even talk about child abuse, I was trafficked by family members, immediate and some extended. And by the time I was five, that was my first attempt at suicide, because it was so hideous and horrific. The physical abuse, mental, emotional, and the sexual abuses and things that were happening to me. And because my birth parents looked like the average person, a teacher and a salesman, nobody would have ever thought. But fast forward, last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. But God interceded in my life, and it's because of that that I was able to make choices to say, I will never be like that. I want to go help other kids that are lost or stuck, that are right here, that need somebody, that need an advocate. And it took many years. But counseling and going to law school and being successful in business allowed me to be able to finally start something that I felt mattered, that would actually contribute. And we've rescued a lot of kids, over 200 at least.
Well, and that is so important with God's grace, that there's tremendous healing in that. But it's important, A, to try to prevent this, and B, realize that if kids have become victims of trafficking, that they can survive. I know it takes time, and it takes a lot to get through that, but that's the message of hope that we want to make sure people know. So, Andy Berger, I so appreciate what you're doing with you know, with this Voices Against Trafficking. And again, I'm just so honored to be part of this. And when you look at the group of people that you have already put together, this is a pretty impressive group that you have here.
Well, thank you. We are so honored from all corners of the world, and we're going to be continuing to add more, that, you know, from Australia to Brazil to Mexico to Italy to all over the world. We're going to bring information, ways to help, ways to hopefully stop this, potential solutions. And so we're very honored to have all of the Charter members, and listeners can go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com and see who we have. We're going to be expanding that. And so we are interested in anyone who wants to be part of the solution. They can certainly contact us.
And yes, we want to be part of the solution. So Andy Berger, thank you so much. And that is voicesagainsttrafficking.com, voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Andy, thank you so much. We'll be in touch again.
Thanks, Kim.
And on the line with me is Jason McBride. Jason, how are you?
Well, Kim, same as we see all the time, the markets are doing their thing. After the NASDAQ recently had a little bit of trouble, it looks like it's been trying to dig its way out of the hole for the last couple of weeks. Don't know if we're quite there yet, a little bit of ways to go. And it's been interesting, Kim, to see, it looks like some of the money has flowed out of some of the really high flyers and kind of let the air out of that balloon to some degree. And some of the old guard has been acting better as the Dow has been moving to new all-time highs while the NASDAQ is struggling to get back there, and the S&P also has not, been blasting cleanly above its old highs. So at least for now, it's kind of the old-schooled, old-guard blue chips that have been leading the way recently.
Well, and Jason, as interesting as it always is to talk about the market, what really matters is everyday people, their own economy. And that is what you help people with, is setting themselves up for their retirement. And there's different ways to do that. Each individual is different, correct, Jason?
Well, yeah, everybody is their own little country or their own little entity or economic block, so to speak. So when folks come in to see us, I ask a lot of questions, try to get as accurate in numbers as we can. So we can create a blueprint that shows their picture now, and hopefully we'll get them where they want to go at the time they want to get there. And if we're, have a shortfall, then we can do what-ifs to figure out how to plug the hole, so to speak, Kim. But I think we do a very thorough job of that planning.
And how can people reach you, Jason McBride, with Presidential Wealth Management?
You bet. I think best way is just old school. Give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
And again, that's Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management, phone number 303-694-1600. Jason McBride, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great one, Kim.
And we'll be right back with our Liberty Toastmasters.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And one of my great partners with the show is Liberty Toastmasters. And my friends, we need to be able to communicate and persuade. And we are engaged in a great, great battle, an epic battle of ideas right now. On the line with me is one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters, Brad Beck. He's a frequent guest on the show as well. And he understands the importance of communication. Brad, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
And we always give our Liberty Toastmasters a table topics, a subject, which I'm hoping that listeners can then use some of that as they're persuading in their lives. The the question on the table today is, what do you say to your niece who is home from college about the American idea? Because there has been such an indoctrination in many of the colleges and universities. What would you say to uphold the American idea? Or what would you say about that, Brad?
I love this question, Kim. You know, Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, once said, it takes a great man to be a good listener. And I love that idea of listening first. And so to answer the question, I'd welcome my niece home if we had some things we used to do, an activity. I would maybe craft or cook or play her favorite game from when she was younger, and start asking her questions about her experiences in school and what she's doing and what kind of classes are impacting her professors, what ideas are important, and ask a lot of clarifying questions to follow up and come back with the idea of, well, that's interesting. You know, can you share some information with me? Is there a paper? Is there a book? Is there a video? And direct me to those sources, because now I'm open to listening. And then I would flip it on that niece and say, hey, you're generous with these ideas, or, you know, I'd like to continue a conversation. Can I send you some information as well? Because there's some great videos or books or white papers that address these topics. And so, and as an example, I would maybe direct her to Prager University. I saw one recently with Dennis Prager and this young black gal, 20 years old, who's now working for them. Her name's Amala Ekpunobi, and this young gal was raised on the left, was very active with her mother in leftist politics, and yet because of inquiry and talking to people and reading, she now works for PragerU and is more conservative by asking these questions. I would send somebody to FEE, the Foundation of Economic Education, and they have a great library of information on the economy. I would approach it from an economic standpoint first, and then ask the question, why do you think that's fair, or who gets to decide? And these types of questions will engage in a conversation rather than getting into a pushing match on who's right and who's wrong.
And I have to say, I have gotten into those pushing matches before. I try to limit those as much as possible, but they are never effective, Brad Beck.
No, they never are. And, you know, even with some of the books that I've read over the years, Lawrence E. Reed from My Pencil fame, he wrote a book called Talking to Myself. And there's a whole couple chapters on deduction, which is different from education. Deduction is when you would put something on one side of an issue and another piece of literature or a book or an idea on the other side, and then come to your own critical thinking about what's right, what's wrong, and what works best for you. And so this conversation, I think, needs to be had. I think we need to be bold and have those good conversations, but good conversations start really with good listeners.
And to your point, we need to start. We're seeing such a tap down of through cancel culture and through censorship. We're seeing such a tap down on having these conversations. And I just recently did a podcast with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson from the Hoover Institute. And he said that we all are going to have our rendezvous with cancel culture, and that we actually need to address that and stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be canceled. But I think what you're describing here, Brad, is to perhaps say, hey, let's look at this. I'll read this. How about you read this and open up minds? That's what we really need to do, is open up minds, Brad Beck.
Absolutely. Well, I think Margaret Thatcher said it best, was Europe was founded on history and American was founded on the idea of property rights, that we own ourselves by right, that we are all equally endowed with these universal inalienable rights, and they're not given to you lightly, and you can't just give them away. They're inalienable. They're part of you. And so whether it's your intellectual property or your physical property, this is an exceptional nation because of those ideas. And no place else in the world had ever had those ideas. So that's why we are a unique nation among nations in the world and the history of mankind.
And it's important that we understand that. And again, we must engage in these conversations. So thank you so much, Brad Beck, and I appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Kim.
And before we get to our next Liberty Toastmasters, I just want to give a shout out to one of my great partners, and that is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Westminster. And now that it's March Madness, they have a number of different specials, and their dine-in specials are, they say, catch these great deals before they bounce out of here. And it is buy 10 boneless wings and a Big Daddy for $14.99, buy 15 boneless wings and a 64-ounce pitcher for $20.99. And they also have to-go specials. Check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And we have all of their specials there. You just click on the sponsor tab and then, of course, on the Hooters icon. And be sure and check that out. We're going to go to our next caller, and that is Greg Morrissey. He is a member of Liberty Toastmasters North. Greg, our question on the table today is, what would you say to your niece who is home from college about the American idea?
My thought would come across from what she would learn from the teachers and the professors about the American idea. Depending on what college she went to, whether it was a liberal college, liberal campus, or perhaps a conservative campus like my son went to, what did you learn about the American idea, about free enterprise, and the principles that keep this country online and keep the country where it's supposed to be? It's going to be about, yes.
Just a question. If, in fact, your niece is going to a very liberal university or college, and she seems to, you know, parrot that ideology, how would you address that?
Well, the thing I would do, if she's pairing that ideology and going for it, we're going to have a long conversation, and there are several good websites you can go to where students have been through conservative colleges that which don't have that and look at their viewpoint and why they are that way. I do my best for her not to have that point of view locked in place. Please be open, because you're going to be a lifelong student. You're never going to stop learning.
And what do you think is so special about the American idea?
The American idea is, has what I found special, what I've been through here since coming to this country, is everyone has the opportunity to create their own business, make their own life, and keep this country going where it should be, an equal freedom and economic system for everyone. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be some hard work. But if you get out and do it, and then it also is an example to other countries around the world, this is one nation under God. They don't sit down. They get out and do stuff. They're productive. They produce.
I think that that is so important. I put this question out on the table because I sometimes struggle with it, Greg, on how to address this indoctrination that's going on with our kids right now. And I think that, first of all, we do need to engage on a one-on-one basis with our young people. And do you feel encouraged about that, Greg Morrissey?
I feel encouraged about that because with the church that I go to and the young people I'm speaking to, they are already seeing that what's been taught and that left-wing, extreme left-wing point of view isn't going to work. And if you study some history, it's never worked.
Right. I came up with the phrase that a lot of people get hurt on the way to utopia, which when the kind of socialist Marxists talk about utopia, there is no utopia on that. Greg Morrissey, what's your final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
The final thought I'd like to leave for the listeners, do not take what the vast majority of the press says. To find the truth, you're going to have to go looking for it.
And listen to the Kim.
Take some work and some proper conversation and know how to have those personal people skills to get that information across and learn what the truth is.
Well, and I was making a plug. Listen to the Kim Munson Show, because we are dedicated to helping you find your voice and to engage in this great battle of ideas that is raging in our country right now. Greg Morrissey, thank you so much for joining the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Kim. I love it a bunch.
Okay. And before we go to break, another one of my great sponsors that keeps our independent voice out there is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are a family-owned business. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And you know that the right tools make the job go smoother, you're more efficient. Whether or not you're a sportsman or a chef, a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. They're starting some new products as well. They have custom rifles. They'll be starting a sharpening business, as well as they have some very cool lines of watches. So go to Castlegate.com for more information. That's Castlegate.com. We'll be right back with more of our Liberty Toastmasters.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Jay Sekulow, live weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And as you all know, we are an independent voice, and I so appreciate each and every one of you that are contributing to keep our independent voice out there and engaging in this battle of ideas. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. And today is Liberty Toastmasters Day on the show, and I always learn so much from my fellow Liberty Toastmasters. On the line with me is Marshall Dawson, and he is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, and they meet the second and fourth Saturdays of each month up in Longmont. Marshall Dawson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be with you.
And how can
we do love having we do love having visitors come up to Longmont and check our club out.
Well, and how can people get more information about your club?
Go to Toastmasters.org, and you'll find a club there. Just punch in Longmont, and we'll pop right up. It's Liberty Toastmasters North.
And Marshall Dawson, I have learned so much about speaking, about listening, and really about ideas. And we don't always agree with each other at Liberty Toastmasters, but the intellectual curiosity that comes to those meetings is so important, Marshall.
Yeah, it sure is.
So let's jump into our question of the day. And that is, what would you say to your niece who is home from college about the American idea?
Well, I can't wait to hear what angle others are taking today, whether everyone thinks that their nieces are brats. But I have a niece at Ohio State, and, you know, despite that, right, she's still a pretty good kid. So here's what I would say.
Okay.
Necessity is the mother of invention. So the idea begins with the Declaration of Independence. Today, we would say it contains the problem statement. But it also states the basis of the American idea, right, that all people are created equal. We are endowed with individual rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We demand a government that only has powers derived from the consent of the governed. So if the Declaration is the problem statement, then the Constitution is the roadmap. The framers understood, and they had studied oppressive regimes. They had studied failed republics. And they understood human nature and the urge that people would have to rule over their neighbors. So the Constitution plus the Bill of Rights was designed to, think about this, protect the people from the government, to allow each of us to live our lives as we see fit, to be productive or not be productive as we see fit. It is thanks to those freedoms protected by the Constitution that America has become so prosperous. And finally, I would tell her, I would say, Abby, go read the Declaration and the Constitution. It'll surprise you how beautiful the Declaration of Independence is. and how simple the Constitution is to understand.
I think that's good.
I love having the book.
Yeah, and I think that's good advice for each and every one of us, Marshall Dawson, is to sit down and read the Declaration and read the Constitution. I used to think it was above my pay grade, and then when I actually sat down and did it, it was like, this is the lights are coming on. And so great advice, Marshall Dawson. Thank you so much. And again, how can people get more information about Liberty Toastmasters North?
I always send people to toastmasters.org and look at Find a Club and search for Longmont, and you'll find links there. You can contact us from there. You can find links to our website there. You can also find us on Facebook. So all those links are there and available to you.
Well, I would highly recommend do something for yourself and join Liberty Toastmasters, but at least attend as a guest. Marshall Dawson, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kim.
And on the line with me is another Liberty Toastmasters North member, and that is Terry Goon. Terry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
And Terry, the question on the table is, what would you say to your niece that is home from college about the American idea?
Well, I'll be honest. I probably wouldn't bring it up like the American idea. I would just ask questions about what's going on and find out what it is that she's involved in, that she cares about, that then I can come back with an American idea about. It's funny because my grandfather, we would pick on him because he would always say, I wonder what you young people are thinking. And here that's exactly the kind of thing that I would do. It's like, so what do you think about this? You know, what do you think about, you know, whatever it is, BLM or wolves coming to Colorado or, you know, environmental rules that are happening, going to zero carbon emissions in different towns and expenses going up, things like that. And then from there, work backwards into how things affect the poor, because she cares about that. She's well-traveled in the world. She's done some trips, mission-type trips before. So she's seen other places. And so anytime I can bring it back to why America is special and why we're so lucky to be here, that's how I would orientate the question. She's born and raised in the Seattle area, so she's definitely not only young, but very liberal in the Seattle, the Seattle
yes.
as well. So, you know, but there's injustices that happen because of, you know, you talk about the government choosing sides in electric cars and giving tax money. You know, they're taking from people who have less to give to those who can purchase a Prius. Those are expensive cars, or Teslas. Those are expensive cars, and so it's not. You know, it's treating. I would throw out a word. You know, just throw out the word equity. It's not treating people equitably because poor people tend to buy used junker cars that they can afford, and yet they're having to use tax dollars to subsidize rich people to, you know, whether it's living in a fire zone, and now our, you know, rich people live in the foothills, and now those who are living on the plains in towns have to kind of subsidize the fire insurance, or like the thing with the Priuses. It can all come back to how we treat each other and trying to be fair.
Oh, and that's a really excellent point, Terry Goon. And my other thought is these policies that have increased fuel costs by close to 40%, that really hurts everyday people who are trying to have the freedom of mobility with their car. So, Terry Goon, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. Take care.
And on the line with me is Carol Baker, and she is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. Carol Baker, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. It's an interesting topic because it is just about spring break time, isn't it?
I that was not by accident, Carol Baker. I thought it would be good for our listeners to have some tools maybe in their toolkit as they are talking with their niece or nephew or son or daughter who's mm-hmm. home from college. So what's your thoughts on this, Carol?
You know, really, I would back off a lot I would not have a whole lot to say just yet, because I remember being that age. It was an exciting time. I need to establish relationship and maintain relationship. And honestly, Kim, you've known me in the last 3 years after I had a job change and I had more time to devote to these extracurricular activities and some volunteer activities and find out and get to pay attention more to what's going on. I just got more and more passionate and found out where can I fit in. But, you know, these kids are going to school, navigating how to attend classes in a COVID situation, and then working part-time, like probably way too much to make some money, and not living with mom and dad. So I kind of want to be that person who can talk about a lot of the issues that are important to them, hear them, but then if they bring up, yes, I'm participating in some organizations on campus, and I would encourage them to do that. Anytime in your life you can do something more than just for yourself, more than just going to school, more than just working, but pay attention to the organizations around you that are talking about humanitarian things. Whatever is important to you, maybe it's even go back to your old high school and see how things change. And just keep an eye on this so that when you do have some time, let this be another aspect of your life. But really, I'm an outlier in so many situations. I feel so comfortable hanging out with you and your other friends I've met through you and through civic activism. I'm always welcome as a volunteer, and it's been a fulfilling and rewarding experience. But I see when I'm with the rest of my extended family, I'm an outlier. And I am afraid my reputation precedes me, so I need to establish family is first. I need to keep reminding myself, family relationships and true friendships are more important than any strife that could come about due to talking about our views on our government and the world right now. So really, that's kind of my 30,000 foot view.
Okay. Well, Carol Baker, I have to say that these Liberty Toastmasters days, hearing my fellow Toastmasters, causes me some real introspection, because I have not always been good at addressing these important issues, because I'm passionate about them, but I've not always been effective. And I have to say, I really learned a lot this morning. So how can people join us at Liberty Toastmasters Denver?
Well, we are meeting in person and by Zoom. So we have navigated this hybrid opportunity. So you can find us online at Liberty Toastmasters Denver, libertytoastmasters.com. And we are the Liberty Toastmasters Denver. We meet the first and third Saturday morning of the month. And also Toastmasters International, you can find local clubs. But because we are a themed club, our topics have to do with liberty and freedom and individual rights, as well as learning how to speak publicly. And we would be glad to have you just even come and visit as a guest, virtually or in person at Independence Institute downtown. And it's a real growing experience.
That it is. And that is for Liberty Toastmasters Denver. It's the first and third Saturdays at the Independence Institute, and Liberty Toastmasters North is the second and fourth Saturdays, and that is in Longmont. Carol Baker, thank you so much for all the work that you do to help each and every one of us become better communicators, more persuasive, and the intellectual curiosity that it brings to each and every one of us. Thank you so much.
Terrific, Kim. See you later.
Okay. And my friends, our quote for today is from Harry Truman. And this is what he said, and I pull this because of the American idea. He said, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I'm
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.